How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? This is Daryl Watson. You listen to Ballin' on Films. Special segment on Sunday today. Want to talk about the rumors regarding Derrick Rose and James Harden. There's a buzz going on around the league that James Harden said that there shouldn't even be any fan voting, especially if Derrick Rose is in front of him. Listen, I don't know how true it is. Nobody knows how true it is if James Harden even said it. But if he did, I'm not taking anything away from James Harden. James Harden's been killing. He's been killing for some seasons now, you know. But one thing everybody fell to look at, Derrick Rose did go to the finals one time. He carried his team to the final once. You know, he didn't even win the championship. He did go once. James Harden haven't been to the finals yet. They either get to the conference finals or the spot right before the conference finals. And that's pretty much it. Every year, the same thing. Every year, James Harden put up big numbers. I'm not taking that from him. But he's just known for choking right now, you know, until he proves otherwise, is what it is. Now, as far as his game goes, yeah, he's unguardable. You can't guard him. Even though he pushes off that little stiff arm here and there, but he always going to the left. Euro step would go to the left most of the time. You know, you can't guard him. I don't really see him go right that much. To me, my opinion, I feel like Derrick Rose deserves to go to the All-Star game after all of what he's been through. That's a hell of a comeback story, in my opinion. I feel like he deserves a spot on the All-Star ballot. I mean, regardless of who has the most votes, both of them going. So there's no doubt about that. I don't understand what's the big deal of one leading the other, both of them going. So with that being said, I feel like all the chitter chat I hear about, I hear somebody on Deadspin.com talking about Derrick Rose might go to the All-Star game because of his bullshit story of him getting hurt. But I'm like, okay, you don't like Derrick Rose as a basketball player, that's fine, you know. But to call somebody's downfall some bullshit, I just feel like that's some bullshit for them to even say that. I feel like that you never know where the injury is going to come from, you know. There's no answer for that, you know. It's just, sometimes things happen, you know. It's unfortunate events that happen, you know. And I feel like he had made a hell of a comeback in his career when everybody had him down and out, you know. And I felt like he went from team to team, whatever. He had to find his way back. He was constantly working on his game. And, you know, he back playing at the level he once was, but even a little better. He's more control, he's more seasoned now, and everything. And also, I just want to note too, when they played the Spurs the other night, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but Derrick Rose, if he would have had a little bit more time on the clock, like another minute, Minnesota would have won that game. And another, I think, too, just to get off Derrick Rose for a second, Andrew Wiggins. Sometimes I just got to scratch my head, that dude, man. Like I always told y'all, like the potential is there, but he's so passive, man, and he just don't want to attack. I just don't understand for life me, man, why this dude is getting paid all this money and he not really playing, not to his full potential. You know, And it kind of irks me because you're making that much money, you think you want to, you know, perform at the highest level. It's like, sometimes he just looks so uninterested when he's out there, you know. Like on one play, Carl Anthony Towns on baseline, right? And he gets double teamed. The middle was wide open. Andrew Wiggins just sitting out there by the three. All he had to do was cut down the middle. Towns could have filled the ball. That would have been an easy dunk. But instead, he just sits there on the three-point line, just standing there. A couple of plays, he just standing there. It's like he don't even want to be involved. You know, I'm like, why even play, man? Just go home, stay at home or something, man. This is crazy, man. It what makes me mad, because I know he can play. I seen him score on people. You know, it's just that I just don't know what it is. It's something, you don't have that killer instinct, man. You know, that's, I felt like they could have kept Zach LaVine over there and traded Wiggins to the Bulls. That would have been nice. That would have been really nice. But hey, there's always 2K NBA Live for that, right? Make your own dream team. But me personally, on my Minnesota Timberwolves, cause that's what I play with. I played with 2K, NBA 2K a lot of years, but I went back to Live, NBA Live, just to switch it up for a minute. And on my team, I got Derrick Rose at the one. I got Zach LaVine at the two. I sure do. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I got Wiggins at the three. And I got Towns playing center. I forgot who I had the power forward. I forgot. But just to be on I think it's Taj. It might be Taj Gibson. I'm not sure. But I made Wiggins work. Wiggins plays, you know, because I know he can play, and he scores pretty well now. But not to get off the subject, but I just feel like they need to just stop this whole Derrick Rose and James Harden situation. Both of them going to the NBA All-Star game, you know. But in my opinion, they want to talk about who's better, who's this, who's that. To me, I feel like Derrick Rose is slightly better because he has, when he was super healthy, he has taken his team to the finals. James Harden has not. Not yet. They haven't been to the finals in all, I don't know how long. But, yeah, he always had these great runs and these 40, 50-point game nights. This is nothing new we've seen from James Harden. The only thing I see new from James Harden this year is that when he's out at the three-point line, he can sidestep now. It's like a different sidestep he got. Like, he used to just step back a lot. Now it's more of a, he can step to the side and then he just shoot the three. I don't remember him doing that last year. So I think he added that to his arsenal this year. Not taking nothing away from him, man. The man can hoop, man. He can ball. But, you know, I'm just not so in awe, like, oh man, did you see what he put? Yeah, he can put up big numbers. Yeah, you know, play the same way he did last season. You know, it's just that I got to see something more now. You know, I got to see something more. What else can you show us? You know what I'm saying? So, and it's just on the record, man. Everybody feel, look at it. Hey, Derrick Rose did go to the finals once, you know. James Harden is not, I'm quite sure it's probably some other comparisons and that I can break down, but it's needless to say, because both of them going to the to the All-Star game. So, for people to just down another NBA player, just because of their unfortunate injuries and stuff, you just never know what might happen, you know. And I know that the players will pretty much look at that because of the critics, you know. They know it comes with the territory. It's just sad that it's like that, man. You know, it shouldn't be like that. You know, both of these men deserve to be there. So that's my take on it. You guys want to know the upcoming games for the night? You got Indiana Pacers playing Charlotte. Start at 6:00 Eastern time. You got Phoenix playing Minnesota, 7:00 Eastern time. You got the LA Clippers playing San Antonio Spurs at 7:00 Eastern time. So it's a little mild night, you know, three games on. As I know what I'll be watching, the Minnesota and Phoenix game. But, hey, man, you know, it's what it is, man. Congratulations to everybody going to the All-Star game. If you haven't voted, you can vote NBA.com, go to the All-Star category, and pick up the 10 players, vote who you want to see there. I just hope, in my opinion, I just hope the dunk contest is worth watching this year. Because, like I told y'all before, it hasn't really been a good dunk contest since Zach LaVine went against Aaron Gordon to me. So, on that note, I just feel like they lacking in that department. But we'll see, man. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens, man. So, I'll catch y'all later on in the week. Till then, this is Ballin' on Films. I'm Darrell Wallace, signing off. Peace.